All right, everybody, this is the Les Hall Show. This here is Les Hall. And you'll hear me say that again in just a minute because we're about to begin. I got to give the word for the switch. Throw the switch! Throw the switch, I just typed in. And we will press the enter button right now. Take a minute. Antimon Stefan is switching for us today. All right. We are switched. We are live. We are broadcasting on the Les Hall Show. I am your host, Les Hall. And we are going to begin weekly broadcasts, or more than weekly, or less than weekly, or, you know, maybe dilutely. Of the Les Hall Show. And that's cool because it was well received back in the day. I don't remember exactly when it was that we used to do the Les Hall Show. It was like, oh gosh, it was before 2009, so it was 7-8 years ago. Many of you may not remember it. I've restarted the thread and put a few recordings on the thread. But still just kind of getting used to using Nicecast. And I'm using Line-In for the vocals and just tapping off the output stream of the MacBook to get my vocals. That screaming you hear in the background is my neighbor. He has, like, muscular dystrophy or something like that. And, he screams in pain. Really feel sorry for the guy. There's so many things that I've seen here in this nursing home where I'm staying right now for the past 2 years. Let's not start the new year off on that note. Although it has been a struggle of a new year. So far. I say a lot. Somebody made a song with nothing but me saying somebody tells Seafish that I'm on the air. And we're going to rely on a little bit of audience participation because, cheer up, Les, Seafish said. Don't be so down. Yeah. Things are better than I make them out to be. It's just been challenging. So, Seafish is listening. He's my new buddy. We're buddies. We're friends. And we have exchanged hardware. Is that the mark of a golden DIY friendship? You've traded. I gave him 3D prints and he gave me circuitry and boards. I gave him some circuit boards too. So, that was Christmas gifts kind of stuff. And let's see, what else can we say about other things going on? I've got a new microphone coming. You can't hear the real quality of my voice, be it good, bad, or indifferent. Because I'm just using the MacBook's microphone, which is pretty good, but it's a notebook microphone. No matter how good that is, it's not a recording quality mic. So I'm getting a good one. It's from Shure, and it's made for use on a computer, so it plugs right in. No need to have, you know, a heavy-duty XLR cable and a mixer or sound thingy, and all the expense and space, because my desk, I have a bedside table, you know, the kind that goes under the bed with wheels, that's my desk, because I'm getting better, losing weight, trying to anyway, here in this nursing home, and, oh, this is going to be a talk show, by the way, we're going to play a little music, but not too much. And, you know, so I spend a lot of time in bed, so I have a bedside table for my, put my computer on. And that's where, you know, I have computer addiction, which is better than my old addictions. So, you'll remember that the Les Hall Show was a study in inebriation. I don't drink anymore. So, yay for that. Don't smoke either. Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Well, I do radio shows now. Anyway, we had the New Year's Eve show festival broadcast just a few days ago. It's January 3rd right now at 5 p.m. my central time. And this New Year's Eve show, I did something different. I was at the end, so people are tapering off and going to bed. It was late in Europe. And I broadcast something called The Crazy Show. I dug it up from the archives of the Les Hall Show. And it was one of the, you know, early explorations of accidental discovery of what we used to call the washing machine, and we now call a latency jam. Okay. They're talking in the chat room about the quality of the mics and stuff. So, this crazy show, this is a 5-minute excerpt from the crazy show. And it's kind of funny, where we've got a washing machine going, and we don't know it. And I don't know, about the same time, Jan started doing latency jams. He caught onto it and set it up and did it. I don't know if this show came first, or Jan was doing his thing first. Which came first, the chicken or the egg, it does not matter. What matters is we all participated, we all had fun. And we still jammed this way. It's really cool. And so I'm going to play this. It includes Sunshine. What can I say? I don't mean to bum anybody out, but Sunshine is no longer with us. She has passed into the Great Divide. And I remember, as painful as that may be, I remember one thing she told me when we were on one of our many walks around the facility where I lived for health reasons. She said, when it's my time, I'm going to say, okay, universe, what's next? You know, she really took charge of her life. And she demonstrated an enthusiasm that really was educational to me, to say the least. So this is Sunshine being silly. We're all being silly. Some of us are trying to figure out what's going on. Others of us are just winging it. So let me just cut the mic. Hit the play button for 5 minutes. Of an early part of an hour-long crazy show. We're 5 minutes into the show, so why don't we play some music? Here's a song called, I'm not gonna tell you what it's called. Somebody guess it and say so in the Ventrilo chat room. Now they can hear this. And they can hear us too.
Well, shh. Let them listen to the music.
Like a 45-second delay there.
Oh no! Oh no! The Ventrilo users can't hear the music.
Yeah,
got me into your airlock.
Well, the show, the people who are listening
I
to
don't,
the stream.
I don't even know if they
Ventrilo users, will you all please listen to the stream?
Yeah, it was Les keeping his mic open. I have to keep Winamp turned down because I'm getting this awful loop.
Oh, right. Yeah. I don't even have Winamp on. I'm just listening.
You can hear it coming out of these headphones.
Because, yeah, the delay is so bad, it'll make you schizophrenic.
Somebody's talking.
Put them on. Here, I'll put them on.
One, two.
Who's talking?
Hello?
Nobody right now.
Hello?
Yes. Anyone Hello? Hear me?
Just talked.
Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
Hello, I think I found out what was wrong. Your settings weren't set up.
This is Sunshine.
I can hear you. It's Shane.
Cool. It's a bit funny, isn't it, this?
Hello? Who is that?
Hello?
You need to listen to
this.
Okay, this is Les.
Sunshine, isn't it? Hello.
No, it's Les now. Hey, Jez.
Hi, Les.
Well, I think our voice is going out on the stream.
Oh, dear.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a 45-second delay to Ventrilo feed's going out over stream. So,
okay.
Les, if you keep your mic open, we're getting a really bad delay loop.
Hey, Sunshine.
So Shane says, hey, Sunshine.
Hi, honey.
Talking to the microphone.
Hey, honey.
Oh, this is good because Sunshine has to lean up against me.
Ooh.
Less.
Less. What? What, Shane?
Less, we need to get our audio worked out for the show. It's not all gelling right now.
I know. This really is no good.
Oh, they are? Yes. Rex, Edison Rex says they are going out. But
Why don't we not do the game show?
Hello?
Hey, Steve.
This is Steve.
Here, I'll turn off the music.
I'm listening, and yes, it's going out.
Yeah. Well, why don't we just talk and
a little bit.
Do a show.
I had a really bad day at work.
No
wonder why I'm distorting.
Well, I turned the music off. You want me to turn the music back on?
I had a bad day,
yeah,
too.
It's a music show.
Oh, it's a music show, she says. Okay, turning the music back on.
Okay, I'm going to try to turn the stream on and attempt to listen and talk.
I turned the music down
music
a little bit.
Going out on the stream. It's like low-level music.
This is where they're all talking, Sunshine. This is about the most chaotic, crazy show. Okay, no game show. The game show is off. We're not doing the game show. We're doing the crazy show. And you guys are all involved, and Sunshine is too.
Uh-oh.
Let's go crazy.
That's totally trippy to listen back to.
I need a delay.
You
know, 45 second forward looking delay.
Is that mine?
Delay.
This is crazy. You guys are crazy.
Really,
I'm crazy. Spirit. Can you hear the music?
You're just now saying over the stream, no game show. We're doing the crazy show.
Oh my gosh, that's a big, huge delay.
45 seconds from now, you'll hear me say this all over again.
It's a crazy show!
Number nine.
Who was
here, that? I'm giving the headphones to Sunshine. Whoops, dead air. Sorry about that. I don't have a good setup. I'm just kind of clicking my trackpad and stuff. So yeah, that was obviously pretty fun, pretty silly, pretty ridiculous. We all had a good time, and we talked for like an hour, hour and a half, and then it got really just trippy. It was pretty wild. So that was the day, and now is today. We could rhyme lyrics in time, mark the music with something really sick. Or we could just be like me and just talk and expect you to listen. What's wrong with that picture? So, yeah, I have not prepared something. I looked at Chuck. I looked at, you know, I thought I'd give you a project update. And then we'll call it a show. It'll be a short show. Because they're going to serve dinner in 15 minutes, unless they're late. And then, you know, I'm gonna eat. So that'll be the end of the show when they serve dinner. So anyway, project list. The big overwhelming, there are like three big projects going on. I'm going to mention the first one. It involves Seafish. It is the credit card synth. This is so cool. It's really, really cool. Seafish, it turns out, is a bit of an expert in modulars. He's a very modest guy. He won't accept that, but I kind of, you know, he's experienced with modulars. And I'm not, modular synthesizers. And I had designed a credit card synthesizer that was a Boolean sequencer of very minimal design and a really stripped-down limited Car Plus Strom. This was also about 5 years ago. Excuse me while I reset my seat here. So this was the credit card synth. And then somehow the topic came up in speaking with Seafish, and he really liked the idea, or he came up with the idea separately, something of that nature. And we decided to do a little foray, exploration into a credit card format. And then I didn't do too much, but, you know, a little idea talking. I tried to make a 3D printed object that would be helpful, but it turned out it didn't print very well. It was experimental, so no big deal there. And Seafish started making circuit boards. He soldered them up, which I can't solder here because there's oxygen. So, oxygen tanks, it's a nursing home, you know, people need their oxygen. So, it's even though soldering, well, it's a long story. To keep people's minds at ease, I don't solder, even though technically I could. So, Seafish made like 5 circuit boards. And together they form a system that is a credit card synthesizer. So each of the boards has a footprint, the shape and size of a credit card. And then you have a little front panel and you put it in a little card cage. And you run it off of 2 9-volt batteries or a plug. And it's a complete synthesizer that fits in the palm of your hand. Brilliant, because the cost on those circuit boards is low. The cost on the parts is low. And you're not going to have the greatest quality. You're not going to have Tempco resistors, although he did use one of those. But generally speaking, it's not going to be top-notch quality. But it will work, and it will make interesting sounds. And we all know that non-idealities often help the music to be interesting. So we expect interesting results from this CCS1 version of the synthesizer. So Seafish is following on that, and I'm kind of dabbling in other areas. Another one of those areas was Pure Data, and the circuit and the Circuit Playground. Seifert says we could do without the Temco. Well, he would know. The Circuit Playground is a $20 circuit board that you can buy from Adafruit Incorporated, Adafruit.com. And it contains an Arduino and a bunch of sensors and a little I.O. It's got 8 I.O.s, each of which can be, is rigged up with resistors and capacitors, so it can be a capacitive sense input. So you have up to 8 capacitive sensors. You can also communicate to a GPS, which I got one of those. And then you can access the accelerometer, 3-axis accelerometer, a color sensor, a temperature sensor, a microphone, and a little bitty tinny speaker thing. And the Arduino can't keep up with the microphone, so, you know, you can do things like FFT, light painting, kind of, light organ kind of stuff. And I've been playing with that, and I was able to generate MIDI using a modified example and have that MIDI contain either the capacitive sense inputs from the same example or the accelerometer inputs and pass those into Pure Data, which then would change the frequency of the Pure Data sine waves according to X, Y, and Z of the accelerometer. It was pretty cool. I was able to wave it around and get variations in sound. So as a controller, it's a pretty cool thing. So that's one project. Another is a book I got on artificial intelligence, neural nets in particular, how to program them in Python. And I got halfway, a little more than halfway through the book, and got full of too much brain activity. So I'll go back to the book later. How to look at a software Benjulin that's out now. But, I geared up for the show. It's 22 minutes into the show, and I have got to put an end to the show. Reason being, it's dinner's coming, and I can hear the cart down the hallway. Not to mention the fact that I have an issue with my bed. It's broken. It's been broken for 3 weeks. They haven't fixed it. Excuse me. I have to constantly change my position from laying down to sitting up to laying down to sitting up. It's really quite laborious. But that's a little TMI for you. And the dinner bell. So I'm going to lay down for a few minutes before dinner arrives. And let's just call it a show. We gathered together, a very few of us. We made a recording. Marks the beginning of the return of the Les Hall Show. And I'll get better situated somehow, maybe when they fix my bed. And I'll be better prepared. So this was just a test run. All right, everybody. We're going to head out now. So let me turn off the broadcast. And thank you very much for listening. Bless out. Praise the Lord.